Welcome back on this glorious Sunday afternoon to the final round of the Inverary Classic. The legendary champion is now approaching the 18th tee box with an insurmountable 8-stroke lead.
Well, let's wrap this thing up.
And the gallery lets the champion know what a fine 3 days of golf he has had. The always charming champion is now taking time to high-five a young spectator, and the boy is awestruck. The gallery erupts with delight. Yes, yes, yes. I think it would be hard to find in any sport a champion who is as beloved as this one. And the encouraging gallery grows silent. 8 strokes ahead of the pack. Champion slowly starts his backswing. Oh, no. Apparently, the honking horn had some sort of concentration effect on the champion's usual monstrous drive.
Is that Greg Norman's kid blew that horn?
But the champion shakes it off and makes some sort of humorous remark about the horn to the gallery, and they eat it up.
Get that ball back on.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, now the champion, his caddy, and the elated gallery make their way to the champion's ball, which is unfortunately lodged next to a very thick tree root. The champion and his caddy talk it over. He is going to play it safe and punch out with a 7-iron. With an 8-stroke lead, this is simply smart play by the legendary champion. He approaches the ball. Let's watch.
Let's see.
Oh, well, I don't think that's what the champion had in mind when he took that swing. The ball is now 10 yards into the woods after ricocheting off that tree root, and there is a look of pain on the champion's face. He is shaking his hands as if to say, I did not have a strong enough grip on the club when I hit the tree root, and my hands are stinging quite badly. The champion is starting to mutter some obscenities about the car horn, which, if you had just joined us, blew earlier during the champion's backswing at the 18th tee box. Well, now his caddy and friend of 25 years, Mr. Skipper Jenkins, is doing everything he can to get the champion's mind back on track.
Just witness thing.
You're right.
Well, wonderful veteran words of wisdom. The champion nods in agreement and heads into the woods to set up for his third shot, which he will have to play out of a dreadfully muddy lie. He's sticking with his 7-iron, closes the club face a little. He starts his swing. Well, the ball did not move. If anything, it's a little deeper in the mud. The champion is now conferring with course marshal David Kinnair.
What do I do now?
Gotta drop one.
And yes, it has been ruled that his ball is unplayable. He will take a drop and a 1-stroke penalty. The champion is now laughing very hard. One might say a little too hard.
Fucking cool.
But nonetheless, he drops his new Aerofly ball and resumes play. Back with his trusty 3-wood, the champion lines up his shot. He starts his backswing. He flatulates. Stops his swing, steps away from the ball, and whispers something to his caddy, Mr. Skipper Jenkins.
What do you mean you got to take a shit?
A shit.
Finish the fucking hole. We got to win this motherfucker.
And now the champion is staring angrily at his caddy. He continues to stare for quite some time, and then abruptly walks back to his ball. Not taking much time to set up at all, he swings, connects, a smash of a hit. Starting to slice. Oh no, it goes directly into the center of a man-made water hazard.
Are we fucking kidding?
The champion slowly walks over to his golf bag, unzips it, and pulls out what I believe looks like a 16-ounce silver beverage container and starts drinking in large gulps. Why don't we take this time for a word from our sponsor, and then we'll return to our final round coverage of the Inverary Classic.
I wasn't sure what to do.
What do 17 major championships, over $6 million in prize money, a complete domination of the sport of golf have in common? 2 things. The champion and Aerofly Balls.
Aerofly Balls. They just seem to go further.
If it's good enough for the champion, don't you think it's good enough for you?
No!
Welcome back to our final round coverage of the Inverary Classic.
I tell you what, they nobody's fucking a mage in my hotel.
As we join the action,
they are fucking ugly.
We can see his caddy and longtime friend Mr. Skipper Jenkins trying to coax the champion out of the sand trap where he is presently on his back making a snow angel.
Get up! Get the fuck up! What the fuck are you doing?
All right.
Well, the champion is now ceasing his sophomoric behavior and is climbing out the trap onto the green. The champion has just tackled longtime friend and caddy, Mr. Skipper Jenkins. I've never seen anything like this.
That's it. I'm getting the fuck out of here. You fucked up, dude. You need some serious help.
Yeah, I need help fucking your wife.
Fuck you. Don't you ever talk about my wife. I'll fucking kill you, man.
Here. Generally even tempered, Mr. Skipper Jenkins, now storming off the course towards the clubhouse, but not without hearing a few expletives hurled at him by the classless Lord of the Links. Tears streaming down his face. The champion is now alone on the green, left with a lengthy 12-foot putt. Who would have thought that a simple horn honk could bring about such disaster and disarray in one man's life? The champion lining up his putt, using the flag stick as his putter for some odd reason. He takes a few steps towards the hole, unbuckles his belt. The champion is defecating in the cup, and the gallery has seen enough. Not a moment too soon, the police have arrived and are walking towards the champion slowly. In a last desperate act, the champion holds the flagstick as if it were not, unlike a lance from medieval times, and runs full tilt with rage in his eyes towards the officers. They open fire. The champion has been shot. He is down on the green. He is not moving. SWAT team inching their way towards the champion. And the officer checks the champion's pulse. Signals to the other policeman that the champion is sure enough dead. If you are just joining us, Sunday, May 7th at 2:42 p.m., perhaps the greatest golfer of our time is deceased at age 39. May God have mercy on his soul. This has been Donald Heffington saying to you, good day and good golf.